years. Family owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half. They'll be moving left to right for this half. And as Husky inbounds it to Pfeiffer, we are underway. Beebe once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Walker on the left wing. Down on low block to Tabor. Tabor goes down into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Now throws it up top to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now with 8 points. And Mount Holmes strikes first in this second half. 31-20. Lady Badgers leading it. Ball goes into the front court with Hill. Looks like Mount Holmes started off in a zone defense, but now switched to man. Hill has it between the circles, throws over on the right side to Richie. Richie's going to dribble up toward the top, throws it to Henley on the right wing. Now she's going to dribble up to the top, over toward the left side. He goes down to Hill. Throws it up top to Gamble, finds Turner in the paint. Now back up top to Gamble. Over on the right side now to Henley. I'm sorry, that's Richie with it. She drills down toward the corner, goes back up to the wing. The pass down to Turner in the paint. Knocked away. Ball goes outbounds. They're going to say last touch by Beebe, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball. The ball was knocked around several times after Mount Holmes knocked it away. Emma Martin checks back into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Mally Tabor. Lady Bombers get the ball back with a chance to cut the Lady Badgers lead back to single digits. Husky into the front court. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Now she's dribbling down towards the lane. Picks up a drill, finds Martin in the paint. Her jumper is up and in. Emma Martin now with 5 points. 31-22. Bouncing home has cut Beebe's lead to 9. And now they're going with a full court man. Ball's with Henley, now up top, back to Gamble. Into the front court now goes to Hill as the Lady Badgers break the press. Hill dribbles toward the top, throws over on the right side to Henley. Up top now to Gamble. Tries to do a lot pass to Turner. Ball was knocked away by Foreman, stolen by Martin, and back come the Lady Bombers. Martin going into lane, up for the layup, off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Hill. Oh, that was a good big chance to cut the lead back to 7, and now Beebe's going to take a timeout. Coach Rich, he's not very happy the way his team is playing. We'll take it with him. 5:59 left to play in the third quarter. It is Beebe leading 31-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, coming out of the BB timeout is the Lady Badgers leading 31-22. Here's Turner up at the top, throws over to Hill on the left side. Now goes up top to Gamble. Her pass over to Richie was almost knocked away. Now Gamble has up the top. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Foreman gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Martin into the front court for Mount Holmes. Has it up at the top, throws over to Pfeiffer now. BB once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Husky on the right wing. Down low block to Foreman. She's going to put up the layup off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 4 points. And Mountain Home has scored all 7 points in this third quarter. Beebe has yet to score in this half. Another full court man for Mountain Home. Here's Gamble with it. Throws it over to Richie. Into the front court. It goes to Turner. She couldn't handle the pass. Foreman comes up with the steal, and back comes Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Husky on the left wing. I'm sorry, the right wing now gives it. Now she gives it back to Martin. 7-0 run in this. Actually, 9-0 run if you count the last basket mounted home at the end of the first half. Foreman throws it to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now in double figures with 11 points, and this game is cut to 4. 31-27, Lady Badgers leading it. Here's Turner with it. She loses her footing and the handle of the ball, stolen by Foreman in the backcourt. Back comes Mountain Home. Husky has the ball knocked away from her. Ball goes outbounds. Last touch by Beebe, and Mountain Home will inbound it right under their basket with 4:21 left in the third quarter. Boy, this game has turned around in a hurry. I don't know what Dylan Leonard said to his team in the locker room at halftime, but where is work? Pfeiffer takes the inbound pass in the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Now goes up to the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now with 13 points, and this game is cut to one possession. Back comes BB as they break the press. Turner going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Boy, good job getting it by their defenders there. Katie Turner now with 13 points. And that breaks BB's long scoring drought, 33-29. Lady Badgers leading it. Less than 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Walker with the ball between the circles. Throws over the left side to Husky. She takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Turner, and back come the Lady Badgers. Hill will walk the ball into the front court. Throws over to Henley on the left wing. Now she's going to dribble up between the circles. Over to Hill on the left side. Down to Turner on the low block. She's going to go up for the layup. It rolls around, will not go, but she draws the foul and will head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So with 3:24 left in the third quarter, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Katie Turner. She has 3 of 4 so far with 13 points. First shot for Turner is up and in. So that makes it a three-possession game once again. I'm sorry. Nope, it's still a two-possession game. I'm sorry, I miscounted there. Foreman checks out of the game. I believe she was replaced by Tabor. She was. And the second free throw, in and out, no good. And Walker comes up with a rebound from Mountain Home. Throws to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Hill. She's quickly back the other way. Has the ball. Oh, walked away from her. They're going to call a foul, though. A reach and foul on Riley Walker. Thought that she was going for a clean steal, but the official had a better view of it than I did. That is Walker's first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So Beebe will inbound it under their basket with 3:11 left in the third quarter, leading by 5. 34-29 is the score. Henley will trigger the inbound pass, and she's not going to get it in time. A 5-second call, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. Things unraveled a little bit for Beebe in this third quarter. Here is Pfeiffer into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Walker on the left wing. Now gives it back to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Turner. And she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Another reach-in foul on Riley Walker. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. 2:55 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Badgers with the ball leading 34-29. So another full court press for Mountain Home. Ball goes into Hill. Back to Gamble now. Once again goes to Hill. Now she's going to be double teamed. Throws it back to Gamble. She's going to cross the timeline with it and void the 10-second call. Ball goes over to Ritchie on the left, on the right wing, that is. She dribbles up between the circles. Now it goes back to the right side. And now a 5-second call. She couldn't get away from her defender. Good defense there by Peyton Husky as Mountain Home will force the turnover with 2:32 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball trailing by 5. 34-29 is our score. So a basket there would make this a one-possession game once again. Ball goes over to Tabor on the right wing, up top to Husky. She takes the screen from Tabor, dribbles toward the elbow, now going into the lane for the layup. Her shot is blocked by Ritchie. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Beebe, and Mountain Home will inbound on the baseline with 2:14 left in the third quarter. Again, a 5-point Lady Badger lead. Tabor will trigger the inbound pass. Ball throws it to Martin. She has it between the circles, drills to the right side, gives it there to Walker. Now Walker's going to dribble toward the elbow, gives it to Tabor. Over to Husky on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Gamble, and back comes Beebe. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Here's Henley with the ball up at the top. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man defense. Now Turner has between the circles. Over to Henley on the left wing. Does a lob pass to Hill in the lane. Her layup no good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. I believe they're going to get Peyton Husky with that foul. That is Husky's third personal foul. Team foul number 4 here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So it will be Libby Hill at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. First shot will not go. Jacoby Williams checking into the game for BB, replacing Abby Henley. And for Mountain Home, Anna Grace Foreman will come in, replacing Peyton Husky. So regardless of whether or not Libby Hill hits the second free throw, it will stay a two-possession game with 1:42 left in the third quarter. Second shot is up, in and out, no good. She misses both free throws, and Mountain Home gets the rebound, trailing 34-29. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the right side. She'll drill to the corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Turner. And back come the Lady Badgers. Turner into the front court. Gives it to Hill, who has it between the circles. Mounts almost getting in a man-to-man defense. Hill going into the lane for the layup. Her shot will not go, but she once again draws contact. And it'll be another two-shot opportunity for Libby Hill. They're going to get Emma Martin with that foul. That is her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home here in the second half. BB has yet to commit a foul here in this second half. Libby Hill's first free throw is up and in. She's now 1-3 from the charity stripe with 4 points. 1:11 left to play in the third quarter. And one more free throw coming up for Hill. Second shot is up. And misses it, gets 1 of 2 on this trip. Rebound controlled by Mounts Home. 35-29, the Lady Badgers leading it. A little over a minute left in this third quarter. Martin into the front court, throws it to Walker on the left wing. Now she'll take the screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Tabor. Tabor gives it to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound tipped to Martin, and Mountain Home's going to set back up. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Martin will dribble between the circles. Martin still with the ball, drills to the left side, gives it there to Walker. Walker dribbles up to the top. Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the quarter. Walker still dribbling. Enough distance from her and her defender, Hill, for there not to be a 5-second count by the official. 20 seconds left in the third quarter now. Walker still dribbling there at the top. Now she'll give it to Pfeiffer, less than 10 seconds now. Pfeiffer throws it to Walker on the left wing. 5 seconds left. Back to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. A rebound scrambled for, as they're going to say, last touch by Mountain Home as the ball goes out of bounds. And BB will get it back with 1/10 of a second. That is not enough time to get another shot off. So they'll just inbound it, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, BB leading Mountain Home 35-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Drew.
Hello.
Drew thinks he has good oral care.
Yep, I'm a brusher twice a day.
But Drew's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT anti-cavity mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How's that possible?
ACT mouthwash can reduce cavities up to 70%.